Lord, I long to be with thee.
Hi, this is John Kopp. Welcome to another Truth in Real Life moment, brought to you by Kids for Truth. William Williams, a famous Welsh evangelist with two matching names, was born on February 11th, 1717. The Welsh people, who live in the country of Wales, have long been known for being musical people. Crowds at sporting events have been known for breaking out into singing. It should be no surprise, then, that William Williams has been called the Isaac Watts of Wales. Isaac Watts was a famous English hymn writer, and William Williams has become the most famous Welsh hymn writer in history. Very few hymns were written in Wales before he began writing. Williams was also kind of a circuit-riding preacher in Wales, only he sang the gospel and taught others how to sing about it. Over a period of 43 years, he traveled nearly 100,000 miles on horseback. He traveled from church to church and from home to home, sharing the gospel with people who needed to hear it, which was all the people. He wrote over 800 hymns during his lifetime. The most famous song that William Williams wrote is called "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah." It has been translated into 75 languages. The second verse reads like this: "Open now the crystal fountain, whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield." William Williams believed that singing was as important as any other part of worship. He believed that music shows what is in the heart. Do you have a song in your heart? Do you enjoy singing about how Jesus Christ has changed your life? Sing for Him. Psalm 43. "He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord." Thanks for listening. We at Kids for Truth believe that truth can change your life today. For more great resources, visit us online at kidsfortruth.com. That's kids, the number 4, truth.com.